Welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the week perspective, for planetary ingresses, and for the daily transits. Let's have a look up in the sky. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Brand new week here, already halfway through April. Things are moving forward, definitely. Yes, of course, we're going to talk about the themes for the week, but a couple of announcements. In a week's time is a full moon. So you know what that means if you're a regular listener. I am looking for volunteers. So if you'd like to volunteer your chart, for me to have a look at the full moon, and please step up. If you volunteered before, that's okay. You can step up again. You can send that to my email. That's astrologydiva, that's DVA, @gmail.com. And if you're a first-time volunteer, that's great too. Please keep in mind that I need those birth details. So that's birth time, date, and location as accurately as you can get it to me. I also wanted to remind you, you know, I've been doing these monthly bonus podcasts that are the mailbag. So I had January mailbag, February mailbag, March mailbag. Now you can go back in my feed and listen to those. They're not time sensitive, so to speak. And there's some great questions in there. So if you're curious of learning a little bit more about astrology, that is, if you're interested in learning more about astrology, then go back into the bonus episodes and check it out. Maybe you'll have a question there that will answer something, some burning question that you think you've had. Okay, let's get to those themes for the week. Well, let's start off talking about the moon as we do in this section. And the reason I start with the moon is it's our fastest moving planet out there. So in this part of the pod, I talk about planetary movements, ingresses, that just means planets changing sign. And the moon changes sign more than any other planet quickly, right? It's in each sign, each of the 12 signs, about two and a half days, which is, guess what, where we get our month from. So yes, currently the moon is in Leo, and that's fixed fire. So, you know, this fiery emotions may be coming forward, a bit of drama, flamboyance, right? Think of Leo the lion shaking his mane, and those are the emotional defaults that we may be experiencing. It also is, you know, being comfortable with being the center of attention. Leos tend to be, you know, having the light shine on them, right? It's that time of year. Sun in Leo is, of course, in July, August, when the sun in the northern hemisphere is anyway really high and very hot. And so, yes, it's very much attached to fire. Then by Thursday, the moon moves into Virgo, right? Mutable Earth. So here it's much more about fine-tuning those emotions, really being quite particular or feeling comfortable about being quite particular. And, you know, there may be some sensations of feeling practical and useful, right? Getting things done in a very pragmatic way, an earthy way. That's definitely what we would gravitate towards while the moon is in Virgo. Let's have a look at one aspect pattern that is, you know, a highlight here in the daily transit for this week. I've got to say that I'm sure I mentioned it last week about these battling conjunctions. And the reason there's all these conjunctions is it, you know, all of the planets are kind of clustered together. And that, of course, will spread out over over time. But right now we've got a lot of Aries emphasis in the daily transit, as a lot of planets are in Aries. And so we've got this tightly conjunct, it was recently exact, I would say recently, like yesterday, Chiron conjunct Mercury. Mercury, of course, currently retrograde. So here we have a lot of inner messages going on, inner conversations, as it were. But now it's connected with Chiron in Aries. And Chiron, remember, is the wounded healer. So there may be some messages coming forward around wounding or thoughts and ideas about past wounds that may be significant to you. And again, this is an inner conversation for the most part. It could also have something to do with, you know, some communication around learning or mentoring. Remember that Chiron, you know, worked his entire life. The mythology around Chiron, a centaur, was to heal himself. And once that was done, he became a teacher, a mentor to all of the gods throughout his time. And so, you know, there's always this opportunity to transform these wounding messages into a learning and a mentoring opportunity. That is your podcast for Tuesday. I'm really looking forward to Friday. I hope you tune in. There's a very important conjunction happening over the weekend, and we will be breaking it down and talking all about it. So don't make sure you don't miss Friday's podcast. I know you guys are regular listeners. Obviously, the April mailbag is open. If you have a question, something specific about your chart, or something in general about astrology, certainly send that my way. Please send it to my email. That's astrologydiva@gmail.com. And, you know, in the subject line, please put April mailbag. So it just sticks out so I know that it's for the mailbag. All right. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.